Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I hope you're ready to practice with us. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is hobbies, and the title of today's lesson is I Want to Be a Writer. I want to be a writer. Now, Anna, do you like to write?
I do, Peter, and I write often. I like to write about my life and the things that happen. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm happy that you're here with us today.
Well, today we are going to talk about writing. But before we write, we need to read. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Our friends at LTE TV like to write, and so can you. Abby likes writing poems. She wants to be a poet. Alex likes to write short stories. He makes them funny or scary. People can read his stories online. Taylor has a dream. She wants to be an author. She wants to write a novel. She can start writing it today.
Thank you, Anna. Well, when you were a kid, you didn't like writing. Is that right?
That's true. I used to hate writing. I didn't want to do it at all. But everything changed.
What changed?
Well, I think I realized that writing can be fun. When you're writing, anything can happen. Anything is possible.
Very good. Well, that's what we're going to learn about today, friends. Here's Christina with our key words.
今天的主题讲到写作。Abby 在吟诗，这首诗的一开始就是 Roses are red. Rose 是名词，玫瑰，它的复数加 s 念成 roses, roses. Abby 也喜欢写诗。Abby likes writing poems. 一首诗就是 a poem.Alex 喜欢写短篇的故事，他通常会 po 上网让大家欣赏。People can read his stories online. 在这里 online 是副词，指的就是在线上、网络上。Taylor 则是有一个梦想，他想要成为一名作家。梦想就是 dream。Dream 可以只是晚上做的梦，也可以指心中的梦想。Taylor has a dream. 他说 I want to be an author.作家就是 author。
Roses are red, violets are blue. Abby, what are you doing?
Taylor, I didn't see you there. I'm writing a poem.
Why?
Well, I have a secret.I want to be a poet.
Really? That's great. I love poems too. I like reading them.
Hey, Anna. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Oh, Peter, that's such a nice poem. Did you write it?
No.It's actually a very common poem. Everyone knows that.
Oh, well, thanks.
When little children want to say a poem, they often start with roses are red, violets are blue. It doesn't have to have a meaning, but it makes it easy to write a poem with that. Just add a second line, a second sentence, and end it with a word that sounds like blue. And...You have a poem.
True, you, clue, stew. There are so many words. It's easy. Let me try. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm mad at you, Peter, so watch out.
Anna, you need to end the poem with you, okay? Well, anyway, Abby tells Taylor a secret.
A secret? I knew it. I knew Abby had a secret. She's a detective, just like Mr. E. I knew Abby was smart, but...
No. That's not her secret, Anna. Her secret is that...
She helped steal that diamond from the museum in Chicago. I knew Abby was a little bit bad, like a bad guy, but...
No. Abby's secret is that she wants to be a poet.
Oh, you mean someone who writes poems? That's her big secret?
Yeah, that's a great secret. Well, maybe she doesn't want people to know. But actually, there's someone else who likes to write too. Can you guess who that person is?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm sure Abby wants to know. Let's find out in Conversation B.
Are you writing a report, Alex?
No, I'm just writing for fun.
That's cool. So you write. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I usually write short stories. I like writing funny or scary stories.
Do people read your stories?
Yes, I put them online so many people can see my stories.
Cool. I want to read them too.
Hey, I know, it's Alex. Alex likes to write. We can say that he is a writer.
Susie asks if he's writing a report, but he's not writing for work. He's writing for fun. Friends, do you like to write for fun? What do you like to do? Do you learn English for fun? If you do, then Christina has some fun ready for you. Here she is.
Susie 问 Alex 是不是在写什么报道。Alex 说不是，他只是写着好玩而已。I'm just writing for fun. 这种说法在我们的生活中也会用得到。比如你拿着书看得很认真，是要考试吗？你说不是， I'm just reading for fun.所以只是读兴趣、读好玩的而已。或者你一直在唱歌，是要参加歌唱比赛吗？不是的， I'm just singing for fun， 只是唱好玩的而已。你在做菜，晚上要请客吗？不是，只是自己煮好玩的而已。I'm just cooking for fun.
So Alex is writing for fun.Friends, maybe you have to write for school, or maybe you have to write for work, but do you ever write just for fun? You should try it sometime. Remember, when you write, anything can happen.
Alex doesn't write poems. He writes short stories. He writes funny or scary stories and puts them online.
Oh, so people can read his stories online.That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Writers often put their stories and poems online. That way, many people can see it and leave some messages for them.
Peter, do you like to write short stories?
I do, actually. They're kind of fun to write. And it's fun to use your own experiences in life and make a story about it.
Wow. Well...Susie wants to read Alex's short stories online. And Peter, I want to read your short stories.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You can read my stories when the sun turns blue.
Huh? When the sun turns blue? Well, the sun is yellow. I don't think it will ever be blue.
Exactly. That means you can't read my short stories. Sorry, Anna Banana.
Hey, Peter, that's not fair. Well, friends, roses are red, violets are blue. We need a break, and so do you. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Do you like to write for fun, or do you have to write for school or work? Well, everyone has to write sometimes, isn't that right? But poems can be a lot of fun, or writing short stories. Isn't that right, Anna Banana?
That's right, Peter. Abby and Alex both write for fun. Well, I wonder what's going to happen in the last part of our lesson today. Let's find out together and watch Conversation C.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Abby wrote a poem today. Now I'm thinking about being a writer.
You are a writer. You write news reports.
Yes, but it's not the same. I want to write other things too.
So you want to write poems?
No, I want to be an author. I want to write novels. That's my dream.
So write one. You can start today.
Hey, everyone wants to be a writer. It's their dream. Wait, maybe they can work as a team.
Wow, that's a good idea. I guess they're already writing news reports. But that's a little different. Taylor says she's thinking about being a writer. Friends, this is a great sentence to use. Christina, can you tell us more about it?
Taylor 在幻想着自己能当一名作家。他说 I'm thinking about being a writer. Be 动词可以用来引导指出一个人的身份。比如 You are a student. She is a mother. 或者 They were baseball players in high school.而今天的 be 动词因为是在介系词 about 的后面，所以要用动名词 being 的形态。Taylor 说 I'm thinking about being a writer. 那你呢？有没有想过自己要成为什么呢？有人想要当老师， I'm thinking about being a teacher. 有人想要当警察， I'm thinking about being a police officer.有的人好喜欢小孩，所以 she is always thinking about being a mother.
Thank you, Christina. Well, Abby, Alex, and Taylor are all writing today, but they are all writing different kinds of things.
You're right, Peter. Abby's writing poems, Alex is writing short stories, and Taylor? Well, Taylor writes news reports.
Well, that's for work. But what does she like to write for fun? Well, she wants to write a novel. She wants to be an author. Usually, when we say author, that means someone who writes novels.
Oh, I know. A poet writes poems, and an author writes novels or other stories. I understand now. Well, Taylor wants to write books. That's her dream. Friends, this doesn't mean that she has a dream during her sleep. It means something that she really, really wants in her life. Peter, do you have a dream?
Sure. Friends, everyone has a dream. Do you have a dream? What is it? Maybe you can practice talking with your friend about it.
That's a good idea, Peter.Maybe your dream is to become an artist or a doctor. Maybe your dream is to travel around the world.
Ooh, that's a really cool dream. Or maybe, do you want to be a writer? Well, you can start today. Rebecca, come and help us practice this sentence.
Hey, friends. If you want to tell someone that he can do something today, you can use this grammar point.You can verb today. For example, you can rest today, or you can learn new things today. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks so much, Rebecca. Hey, this is really good advice. And It's a good way to encourage someone. And it's also today's
calendar phrase.
You can start today.
You can start today.
你可以从今天开始。
I should study more.
You can start today.
I should exercise more.
You can start today.
I should work more.
You can start today.
Yes, I can start today, but I'll start tomorrow.
You can start today.
You can start today.
你可以从今天开始。
Thank you. Well, do you often review your keywords? How about right now?
Here's our first keyword today. Rose. Rose. Roses are my favorite flowers.
Poem. Poem. Jimmy wrote Lucy a poem.
Online. Online.You spend too much time online.
Dream. Dream. My dream is to be a doctor.
Author. Author. Who is the author of that book? All right, friends, great job practicing. Now, can you practice them at home? And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.Roses are red, violets are blue. Abby, what are you doing? Taylor, I didn't see you there. I'm writing a poem. Why?
Well, I have a secret. I want to be a poet.
Really? That's great. I love poems too. I like reading them.
Are you writing a report, Alex?
No, I'm just writing for fun.
That's cool. So you write. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I usually write short stories. I like writing funny or scary stories.
Do people read your stories?
Yes, I put them online so many people can see my stories.
Cool.I want to read them too.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Abby wrote a poem today. Now I'm thinking about being a writer.
You are a writer. You write news reports.
Yes, but it's not the same. I want to write other things too.
So you want to write poems?
No, I want to be an author. I want to write novels. That's my dream.
So write one. You can start today.
Roses are red.Violets are...
Ginger, what are you doing now?
I'm writing a poem.
Really?
Yeah, I want to be a poet.
Oh, all right. Well, let me hear your poem.
Oh, okay. Roses are red. Violets are black.
Wait. Roses are red, but violets are not black.
They're not?
No. Violets are blue.
Oops. Let me start again.
Okay.
Roses are red. Violets are... What color are violets?
Ginger, why are you writing about flowers?
People like flowers.
I know, but it's your poem. Write about something you like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Something I like?
Mm.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Well, friends, today is Monday, so that means it's time to answer it. Here's our first question. What is Abby's secret? What is Abby's secret?
Did you find the answer, friends? It's in conversation A. She wants to be a writer. Good job. Now here's question number two. Do you like to write? Why or why not? Do you like to write? Why or why not? Well, some of our friends answered this question. Let's see what they said.
Do I like to write? Yes, I do like to write. In fact, I keep a journal. I write in my journal every day. When I'm writing in my journal, it helps me think about the day and remember all kinds of different things that have happened to me. Years later, I can reread my journal and remember all kinds of things I might have forgotten. Writing also helps me relax. That's why I love writing.
Do I like to write? Well, I'm a reporter, so writing is an important part of my job. So of course I like to write. But I like to do other things even more, like be on TV and share the news, and talk to people and ask them questions. But since writing is important, I like to do that too.
Does the monkey man like to write? Well, I wouldn't say I like to write. What I would say is I've learned that being able to write well is very important. Writing is about communicating with other people, sharing thoughts, emotions, and information in a way that people can understand. Becoming a good writer takes practice. So, take time to write a little every day.
Do I like to write? Sure, writing can be a lot of fun. I like to think of stories and write them down. And then I share them with my nephew and nieces and my friends. Sometimes I like to write poems too. It's fun to be creative and to write things that you can share and enjoy with other people. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.